As you know, prom season is upon us, and our prom pledge is going on now in all the high schools throughout York County. Starting now through really the early part of May, we will be in all the high schools throughout our listening area, bringing the message of encouraging kids to make just smart decisions as they celebrate the prom and graduation season. We can't do that without so much support from the business community sponsors who really invest in these young people. And we get a chance over the next month and a half to hear from a lot of these sponsors, including John Warden from Champion Services. And good morning to you, John.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, I shared earlier that your shirt was more Hawaiian, but after a closer inspection, you've got everything going on that shirt. You've got a little bit of the Hawaiian look, you've got the Grand Canyon, and you've got outer space.
You never know what you're going to need in any particular day, so you just wear the shirt accordingly, you know?
Who gave you that shirt?
Actually, I purchased that for myself for such a time as this, where you really never know how the day is going to go, so you dress accordingly. This isn't just about a warm or cold season. This is about you never know what you're going to encounter.
He's got, oh, my gosh, John. You come out of the gate hard and fast, first thing on a Monday. We love it. John, you invest in our young people. And I know you're heavily involved with our prom pledge. And just explain a little bit about that connection of why you feel so drawn to young people. I know you're also involved with our Football City USA kickoff. That's investing in our student athletes. This is investing in all of our young people, this prom pledge initiative. But what's the connection there? What's the relationship?
Well, I just believe in them. You know, in every aspect of who they are and where they're from or what their background is or whatever they've been through, I just believe in them. I don't see any separation between creeds or definition or, you know, how much money or how much, what they drive, what they don't have. I just love young people. That's our future. And the future of it is the more we can invest in them and hopefully coaching them along into making better decisions, well, we're just in ourselves in a position to win in the future and now.
Well, there are leaders in our community, right? We want to educate them. And should they go off to school or college, we want them to come back and reinvest in the community that helped to raise them.
Absolutely. I think that we're talking about prom pledge and keeping themselves pure and also in body and in soul and everything else. So I just believe that the more that you can invest in them and show them a guidance that they believe in, they have to trust you and they have to believe you. It has to be an atmosphere of trust because young people are resilient. I've worked with them around in ministry and then raised a few of them myself. So they have to believe in the message you're giving them. And it's up to, I think, parents to create atmosphere that where it's a healthy thing where you can give and take. I would love to tell you that everything I ever heard from my kids I liked, but at least there was some discussion to bump them in a little better way.
Well, there's the key. Mm-hmm. As my mom used to say to me, she said, Manny, when you become a parent, never stop talking to your kids. Yeah. Whether they want to listen to or talk to you or not, you keep talking to them because you want them to know that you care and that you're interested in them.
Very true. I think, you know, it's easy to get on the kids, and as they grow older, especially when you start reaching prom age and those kind of things, they tend to not listen. They're going to listen more to their friends. So you become to a point where you stop telling them what to do.
That's right.
And you start reasoning with them. And hopefully that you can create that atmosphere to where it's consensual to where you expect them and the parents that you've always worked with or heard, they want to say, well, my kid doesn't talk to me. I said, well, okay, whose fault might that be? And it's not, we're not here to lay blame either way. It's just a matter of putting them in a position to where everybody wins.
Exactly right.
Great points all around. I'm raising a middle school daughter. It's a little bit of a difference there, but this is what I have found when folks say, I don't know what to talk to my kid about when they become preteens or teenagers. Then what I've learned is you just go to what they're interested in. What they're interested in, whether you understand it and you like it or not, you'll become invested. And sure enough, we find videos that we liked to watch on social media. I learned the new slang that the kids today are using. But, you know, it does, you kind of go down to their level, meet them where they're at, and they'll repay that and want to invest back in their families.
I'm a firm believer that if you show the interest in them, they'll show the interest in you. You know, in general, let's be real. Kids aren't born with a lot of self-control. It's acquired and it's taught. And so a lot of time it's taught by example. It's the company they keep, but it's also how much love's involved in it. Because the more they know you love them, the more you can actually critique, if you will, not judgment critique, but in a way that where you want to see what's in best for them. And I'm believing in young people that they can come out and be all they can be for you know, anything less than them thinking of themselves in a positive way. You're never in an atmosphere where they feel condemned or congenial. Now, again, I believe that there are kids out here that are being pushed to a point where they don't really recognize who they are. Well, I would challenge the young person as well to look into the mirror and say, I'm okay with me. You know what I mean? Let me be who I am. Let me grow into it. But yet, I'm worth it. I don't have to use alternative things to make my life enhanced. I don't have to fit in with a crowd by using, you know, maybe it's drugs or alcohol or just anything that creates an atmosphere where I've got to fit in. Well, you know, that's where a lot of gangs come from. Wow. You know, is from that particular mindset. They don't sense nor have that at home or have that camaraderie. And so I think it's the importance of parents and also the young people to take and have an understanding, an agreement, if you will, a signing off of saying, hey, let's get in this together and let's see where it goes.
John Warden is with Champion Services. He's a big part of our prom pledge initiative. John, what was the prom like for you? What do you remember about your prom experience that you can share on the radio? Okay. Well, this is family viewing time.
Family viewing time. Well, this will be exciting. You know, when I grew up, I actually went to the prom in a dump truck. Yes, I did. And it was, I pulled up and you were embarrassed at the time. We just didn't believe that was the money well spent. Was the fast cars for the kids in high school and all this other. So my father looked at me and said, you got a truck out there, crank that thing up. And so I spent the whole day cleaning, removing tar off seats and those kind of things. And you knew that your prom date was going to come in with this gorgeous dress. So I ended up having to throw a blanket over the seat. But it ended up turning out rather well.
What did your date say when you showed up at the dump truck? That's what I want to
know. What? I almost expected it, I think. She just kind of looked at it and went, well, okay. And so we became the hit of the prom simply because when we got there, it was a dump truck. So guess where most everybody, we had a good time, let's just put it that way. It wasn't a lot of indulging, if you will, but in the back of the dump truck, we were riding around the parking lot. And actually, some of York County's finest pulled over and said, what are you doing? And so we were being careful and all that. And cool enough, and hats off to the law enforcement, they said, just be careful. Oh. And so again, your reputation proceeded. Yeah. I happened to know the young police officer at the time, and he said, go for it.
Oh, well, that's the kind of harmless fun that we hope young people are taking part in when it comes to the prom season. John, a big part of what you do is you help folks get the most out of their homes or whatever else they're working on. When it comes springtime, a lot of folks want to spruce up their house because they want to have a good-looking house to take pictures in front of because of the prom. What's like the big thing that you're working on now, or what's the big issue that folks are contacting you about?
Exactly what you said. Everybody's got the idea. They've been looking around all winter when, you know, most homeowners walk around the house and see all the things that they can't get to right now, or the weather doesn't allow because it's just not conducive to application. But you're starting to see a lot of things, painting, restoration, you know, yard work, obviously. And it's funny how often it gets mentioned that, you know, we're having young people come over for prom. So, you know, even if there's not a parent out here that maybe is a parent of said prom age, if you will, there's a lot of people that are fixing up their homes and are allowing people to come over and take pictures and things like that. So that's their way of investing in young people, too. So we're seeing a lot of that. Still just working through storm stuff still, believe it or not. It's almost April. And here we are a year later and just trying to put it all back together. It's just taking some time. But we're very blessed to have a community that believes in us, and we believe in them.
And you've been in business again for how long?
I'm about to show my age. 45 years.
Oh, my gosh, John.
Yes, yes. Whoa. And I've earned every one of these gray hair. All those on radio, let me tell you, it's almost white.
But it looks good.
Oh, it's combed. Yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, John Warden, again, with Champion Services. They're a big part of our prom pledge initiative. And because of businesses like Champion Services, we're allowed to go into all of the high schools in our listening area to bring this message of making smart, fun decisions when it comes to prom and graduation season. This is the best time of your life, and just Don't make a bad choice for peer pressure, and it changes really the outcome of your whole trajectory.
Amen to that.
John, great catching up with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys.